My most powerful messenger is experience, and even this you ignore. Especially this you ignore. Your world would not be in its present condition were you to have simply listened to your experience. The result of your not listening to your experience is that you keep reliving it over and over again. For my purpose will not be thwarted, nor my will be ignored. You will get the message, sooner or later. I will not force you to, however. I will never coerce you. For I have given you a free will, the power to do as you choose. And I will never take that away from you, ever. And so I will continue sending you the same messages over and over again throughout the millennia to whatever corner of the universe you occupy. Endlessly will I send you my messages until you have received them and held them close, calling them your own. My messages will come in 100 forms, in 1,000 moments across 1,000,000 years. You cannot miss them if you truly listen. You cannot ignore them once truly heard. Thus will our communication begin in earnest. Where in the past, you have only talked to me, praying to me, interceding with me, beseeching me. Yet now can I talk back to you, even as I'm doing here.
How can I know this communication is from God? How do I know this is not my own imagination?
What would be the difference? Do you not see that I could just as easily work through your imagination as anything else? I will bring you the exact right thoughts, words, or feelings at any given moment, suited precisely to the purpose at hand, using one device or several. You will know these words are from me because you, of your own accord, have never spoken so clearly. Had you already spoken so clearly on these questions, you would not be asking them.
To whom does God communicate? Are there special people? Are there special times?
All people are special, and all moments are golden. There's no person and there's no time one more special than another. Many people choose to believe that God communicates in special ways and only with special people. This removes the mass of the people from responsibility for hearing my message, much less receiving it, which is another matter, and allows them to take someone else's word for everything. You don't have to listen to me. For you've already decided that others have heard from me on every subject, and you have them to listen to. By listening to what other people think they heard me say, you don't have to think at all. This is the biggest reason for most people turning from my messages on a personal level. If you acknowledge that you are receiving my messages directly, then you are responsible for interpreting them. It is far safer and much easier to accept the interpretation of others, even others who have lived 2,000 years ago, than seek to interpret the message you may very well be receiving in this moment now. Yet I invite you to a new form of communication with God, a two-way communication. In truth, it is you who have invited me, for I have come to you in this form right now. In answer to your call.
Why do some people, take Christ for example, seem to hear more of your communication than others?
Because some people are willing to actually listen. They're willing to hear. They're willing to remain open to the communication even when it seems scary or crazy or downright wrong.
We should listen to God even when what's being said seems wrong?
Especially when it seems wrong. If you think you are right about everything, who needs to talk with God? Go ahead. And act in all that you know. But notice that you've all been doing that since time began. And look at what shape the world is in. Clearly, you've missed something. Obviously, there's something you don't understand. That which you do understand must seem right to you, because right is a term you use to designate something with which you agree. What you've missed will, therefore, appear at first to be wrong. The only way to move forward on this is to ask yourself, what would happen if everything I thought was wrong was actually right? Every great scientist knows about this. When what a scientist does is not working, a scientist sets aside all of the assumptions and starts over. All great discoveries have been made from a willingness and ability to not be right. And that's what's needed here. You cannot know God until you stop telling yourself that you already know God. You cannot hear God until you stop thinking that you've already heard God. I cannot tell you my truth until you stop telling me yours.
But my truth about God comes from you.
Who said so?
Others.
What others?
Leaders, ministers, rabbis, priests, books, the Bible, for heaven's sake.
Those are not authoritative sources.
They aren't?
No.
Then what is?
Listen to your feelings. Listen to your highest thoughts. Listen to your experience. Whenever any of these differ from what you've been told by your teachers or read in your books, forget the words. Words are the least reliable purveyor of truth.